I'm Nick Barr from WMYY 97.3 and WBAR, that's right, 94.7 FM, Albany, Glens Falls. And on my bluegrass show, I play a lot of different types of music, including these fellas. They were warming up with the Ross Perot theme song back there. They record for Columbia Records. They do a lot with children. They're going to be at the children's tent later. And they're great entertainers as well as fine musicians. Would you make them welcome America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky.
I want to drink my jug of rum and old tin can while the moon goes riding high. I want to hear the sound of the whippoorwill. I want to hear the coyotes cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding out on the rain. Just to kick him in the side, make him show his step and cry, back on those Texas plains.
Somehow it seems I'm back in my dreams, way back where I belong. Just an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, back where I was born.
Oh, these city ways and these city lights are driving me insane.
I wanna be alone, I wanna be back home, back on those Texas plains.
Buddy, fine of a great big western, howdy, it's Riders in the Sky, America's favorite cowboys. Bring you the best in western music, live and direct from the Winter Hawk Festival, so don't touch it, dial 10 miles, it wouldn't be the cowboy way.
Buckaroos and Buckarettes, Riders in the Sky, America's favorite cowboys. Glad to be our first time ever
Texas
in this part of the country.
Boys,
rarely do we get up in this neck of the woods at all.
Yeah, so where'd you pack your horse?
But once or every year or two we get up this way, and it's really a treat to be here for this, the 2,590th show of our long and checkered career, 2590. You can write that down, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce us briefly, and then we'll get to our program of the best in Western music. Over here to my left, and that's your right, as you gaze into your radio this afternoon, the gentleman who plays the string bass, sings the melody in the trio, and rides dragging them around up, the gentleman we call Too Slim.
Proud to be here. Thanks, Ranger Doug. Howdy, folks. Say, I'm wearing a cacti. Wearing a cacti. Thank you so much.
And to my right, that's your left, stands His Royal Majesty, Woody Paul, the King of the Cowboy Fiddler.
Thank you, friends. Thank you. Thank you so very much. That's okay. Keep your seats. That's all right. Thank you for that warm and generous applause. But kindly save your strength, because here stands a man above all the rest, more than equal to every test, a man of gumption, grit, and truth, known to millions as the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Wave as we get up the hill. They want to know about cowboys and yodeling, and we are the band to tell them. For the song that answers the musical question, how does he yodel? Hey, yodel-ay, yodel-ay, yodel-ay.
How does he yodel?
Yodel-ay.
How does he yodel?
Yodel-ay.
Why does he yodel?
It sure beats me.
I love to hear the cowboy sing a happy yodeling song. Something makes me want to start just yodeling along.
Me too, but way back near my epiglottis, it always ends up wrong.
Yes, it does. Help, Ranger Duck. How do we yodel? When do we yodel?
Anytime we'll.
Why do we yodel?
I wish I knew.
Boy, we do.
get the hang of that yodeling stuff, Ranger Doug.
Well, that's too tough for a mortal bluegrasser like me, Ranger Doug.
Quite to the contrary, Slim. Anybody at this festival could learn to yodel.
Really?
You got to start with the simple things and work up to the tricky yodel.
Show us how, Ranger Doug.
Poughkeepsie County Fair last summer.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
No wires.
When you do that? Ranger Duck, have you pushed many a steroid down the trail?
Those kind of things would be the easy way, but they wouldn't be the cowboy way. We'd like to remind you that our appearance, our first ever appearance in this part of New York, is brought to you by our longtime sponsor, Deadwood Darlene, Perry Lubricants. We have a word for you now from Deadwood Darlene.
Friends, has all this hot weather caused your herd to be troubled by chafing and galling? Have they sawed up in the corner of the corral and become cantankerous over little things that just didn't seem to matter before? Well, what you may need is Deadwood Darlene's new Utter Butter on a Rope. Well, why don't you tell the folks about it?
I'd be glad to. What do you see? You merely tack Utter Butter on a Rope to a pole in the center of your pen. Suspend the business end about 15 inches off the ground and wait for the doughies to discover. Within seconds, its soothing, calming action goes to work, relieving discomfort and, of course, stress. Yep, Utter Butter on a Rope. It changes to...
That's Deadwood Darlene's new Utter Butter on a Rope. A division of Darlene's Lubricants, the official lubricants of the New York Yankees bullpen, and now back to Riders in the Sky.
Take my saddle from the wall. put it on my pony and lead him from his stall. Tie my bones to his back, turn his head to the west. Let me ride forever on the plains I love best. Ride around, little doggies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and stuffy and raring to go. Ride around, little doggies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and stuffy and raring.
Give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. I wanna be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I wanna ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Your name from the stage. I said he's got to be here.
Don't fence me in.
How you doing?
Don't fence me in.
Huh? Really? Yeah. I said, yes, he's right. Fred will be here. And then he mentioned your name from the stage.
And then with the dummy with the hole in
Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Won't you come out tonight? Won't you come out tonight? Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon? Little puppets, won't you come out tonight?
Mary Ellis.
He never had a lesson. Well, let's see.
Throw a fresh chip on the fire there, too, Slim.
A buffalo chip. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the suggestion. You come up with them. We'll do our best to find a good place to put it. Here's a song from our new Columbia album.
Wrote this one for your daughter, didn't you, Ranger Doug?
Sure did, Slim. Your blue-green eyes.
flash like the sea.
The
blue green tear.
And a few minutes later, he says,
all suddenly.
A friend of mine, Fred Robbins, is in this area. Sunday playing an A flat up here.
For a while, let's leave each other with a smile. Parting is hard, as hot tears burn. Like the sun,
yeah,
I will return
back next start.
Hold to your heart, my promise true.
I'll be you're the guy who talked to Bonnie and me and
back to you. I always
like you can hear everybody talking right in the middle here. Everybody call back to
the my darling, try to understand.
Yeah,
some
yeah,
things in life
are built on sand.
When you're
in the overlap,
when you're so young,
Nancy it's was hard next weekend, to know. These guys were this weekend.
How much is
real?
How much is
real?
How much is
real? They were the only ones. I see but one down the road here now.
Flows and must be as endless as
yeah. All right, yeah, take it easy.
Hold to your heart, my promise true.
Dad, is that a real choir or a
fake? I'll be coming back to
face.
You.
Fire.
I always do.
It's not there. It has to be a fake. Yeah. But my love flows endlessly, as endless as the blue green sea. Hold to your heart, my promise true. I'll be coming back to you. I always do. Ladies and gentlemen, we know you wouldn't be here if you didn't love acoustic music and didn't love folk music. We have one of the renowned folk song scholars of our time in our group, actually. Tustem is known as a folklorist. He studies the folk mores, the folk habits, folk food, folk dance, and of the region. We got here early today. He had a chance to do a little folking around this area. And I wondered if you discovered any of the great folk artifacts around here.
Ranger Doug, I went to the center of New York culture.
Really?
Ann Cramdale.
Really?
I went to the Ann Cramdale Academy of Folk Arts and Sciences. It turns out the area apparently settled by Scots people thousands of years ago.
Really?
I guess they came over on the land bridge and it reminded them of home, and of course they settled there. And then the climate changed and the land bridge sank, leaving them primitive and isolated, where they remain to this day.
Really?
It's a fascinating place for a folk forest. In ancient times, apparently they built their culture around the salting of the slug. They would place slug salting. They would place a virgin slug within a great congregation of people.
Those days are over.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. A virgin slug.
Yeah.
Slim slugs are hermaphroditic.
A slug lacking self-knowledge was placed within a congregation, and then they would salt the slug, and to accompany its soul to slug heaven, which in slug theology is a big dog's dish on God's back porch. I wish I could make this up. This is the real stuff. They would sing a song, and I have learned this wonderful unaccompanied Celtic ballad. Can I do this now? Would this be appropriate?
You need to tell us. You've learned an unaccompanied Celtic ballad in the ancient folk Celtic unaccompanied style, like the Boston Celtics did it hundreds of years ago.
When the great Okuzi.
That's the great Celtic forward.
Yes. When first I came to Ann Cramdale, my fortune there to find,
I met some jolly countrymen, on barbecue we dined. The talk soon turned to manly sport, while the Miller Lite we chugged. But they said, lad, you had to live till you have solved the slug. They raised high their shakers full of Morpeth's finest grain. We crept out to the garden damp to there begin the game. You watched each creature swell and pop did thrill me to the core. And every slug did learn that night that when it rains it pours.
Great, Slim. Great. I thought that was the end too.
So if you're Aaron and Crumdale, quaffing chili brew, and hard to labs and lassies fair, do salt a slug or two, pray, join the Spartan company, forsaken sex or drugs. God bless us jolly salters and take pity on the slug.
Day. You'll hear a big-bearded cowboy at the chuck wagon say, gather round, boys, the coffee's hot on the fire. There's a full day of branding, we're heating the irons. I want to smell that scorched tear and burn and hide. The horses and grain, boys, you're ready to ride. Roll up your bedrolls and jump in your boots. Daylight is a-wasting, boys, it's out of the chutes. Come on and ride, cowboy, ride. Sombrero down tight. We're gonna ride, ride, ride where the trail will wind. You better drive, 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 or we'll leave you behind. Go on and ride, 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 cowboy ride. It's a beautiful morning and you've had a good rest. You ropers get ready to be at your best. Let's saddle them ponies and tighten the cinch. Pull on your gloves and take your hat off the fence. We'll get the cattle to market and after they're sold, you can all let your hair down, get lazy, you're bold. Ride into town and find a lady or two to take you by the arms and shake the dust off your boots. Come on and ride, cowboy, ride. Roll up your Viettas and pull your sombrero down.
The cinch strap on that one.
Cinch strap.
Okay, ready?
Yep. And now the beautiful, beautiful brown guitar there.
Got the brown one out.
What kind of guitar is that, Ranger Doug?
Well, as you can see, Woody Paul, it's a Gibson guitar.
A Gibson, you say?
Yeah.
Is that what kind of the other one is, too?
Of course. They're both Gibson. Gibson kind of sponsors us, as you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you get those guitars, Ranger?
Well, from the Gibson Guitar Company.
And we don't have to do anything in return for the use of these wonderful Gibson guitars.
No, I think they feel that to have Ranger Doug be seen playing the Gibson guitar on stage and from border to border and cheek to cheek is testimony enough.
Gosh, Ranger Doug, do they just make guitars?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Woody Paul. No, they make a complete line of banjos and mandolins and electric guitars and basses, too.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Wouldn't it be great if there was an 800 number that folks could call and vote for a Gibson guitar for president, maybe?
You don't mean 1-800-4-Gibson, do you? That's the one I always call. great. A big yellow and brown guitar, just like Ranger Dugdale. Hey, we have a special guest we want to introduce to you. We spent 3 months in Hollywood this summer filming Riders in the Sky for CBS, and we met several of the great cowboys out there, Gene Autry and Roy Rogers, Pat Buttram, but one of the greats of all time we met. Started in films in the silence. His career lasted up through early television. He died in 1954. It slowed him down a little bit, but he's on a comeback tour now, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you folks way in the back can see him. He was known as the fourth or fifth smartest horse in the movies. A big hand, please, for Two Jaws.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Great to be here. Great to be anywhere at this point in my career.
Good to have you here, Two Jaws. How's the comeback going?
Great guns, Ranger Doug. I'm actually back pressing the flesh. Just like back in my heyday.
So I guess you're not coming back as a comedian this time.
I guess not. Tough to come back and die again at Winterhawk. But there's not so many flies this time.
I'll tell you.
Great to be back in the Catskills. I worked the Catskills many years ago.
You really look rough.
Yeah.
Was Hollywood as wild as... That's the worst case of deviated septum I think I've ever seen. Was Hollywood as wild as they say back in the 40s?
I spent my share of time at the Betty Ford Clinic.
I heard that Republic Pictures sent you there to dry out.
You did a great job, wouldn't you say? This was in the years before Just Say Whoa.
We all remember those years.
I don't, actually.
No. We saw Trigger out there this summer, too, out at the Roy Rogers Museum. I know a lot of you haven't been to California, but he looks great. He doesn't look a day over 10, just like you remember.
He's a little stiff.
Well, he's a little stiff, but you ought to talk. You really let yourself go.
Well, Trigger got into long-term municipal bonds. Uh-huh. He had a ton left over for taxidermy.
Yeah.
I blew my wad on the Phillies. You can see what it got me. A little duct tape and a coat hanger. Like your divorce, Rachel.
Leave my personal life.
Well, there's about time for some rope tricks.
Yeah,
you
I know. Bug
off. I don't believe you got the coat hanger.
No, I
don't. Would you folks like to see a beautiful professional rope routine here this afternoon? Well, instead, here's Woody Paul, king of the clothesline. Ranger Duck provides a haunting musical backdrop as Woody Paul prepares to do the incredible rope routine. He wants to limber up to avoid injury later on. There's the Olympic waggle. Desperate attempt to get oxygen to a failed brain. And the ritual prayer, begging for talent.
Guess he's still getting that busy signal.
Woody Paul on eternal hold. Careful, don't burn yourself there. Rearranging thousands of dollars worth of sound equipment
and props.
Everything must be just right for the king. Finally, he begins with the. Python. Routine is really the wrong word. It's never the same from day to day. There's one, the difficult flat loop, ladies and gentlemen. This one's called Around the Barn. And a nice recovery. The sign of a great one. There's the dangerous vertical loop. He is not wearing a glove. The edge of that loop approaches 118 miles per hour. That's the butterfly, the reverse butterfly. The dead butterfly. My personal favorite. Let's all do that. One, two, three.
Try that on your mate tonight. Pretty soon, all over the campground tonight, every tent, they'll be...
Might not end up with anything but the coat hanger.
That was the helicopter. I'm going to do it again. You can almost hear the traffic report. As Woody Paul does the beautiful helicopter. Dazzling. Time seems to stand still. Woody Paul. Photographer standing up doesn't want to miss 1 second of the incredible.
Oh no.
He got hung up in his fringe. The story of one man's life. What if you're waiting on us, you're backing up now. Look how boy wisdom. He's going to put his foot in it. Easy to do around the festival. Carefully draws a bead on the speedy loop.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
The grace of a big cat. Whoa, don't get dizzy, Woody.
Whoa, watch it.
Woody, don't get dizzy. Pick a spot there on the stage and concentrate on one spot. You follow the loop around every time, you get dizzy. You gotta concentrate on one spot.
You mean look at a loop? That's a great idea, Slim. I never thought of that before.
Slim is the little guy who's holding me.
Somebody missed their wake-up call.
Is Slim moving his mouth too much? He's gone. Yeah, can't get it out. Whoa, look out! And he roped his own calf. A lot of guys would have quit by now. But apparently not Woody. No, he's going to, what are you going to do? Spin the shape of New York and then jump through it. Hey, now, watch it. Things worth more than you, pal. Anytime, Woodrow.
Anybody else need anything? Anybody else need anything?
Y'all don't have to stay here. I do. You can vote with your feet here if you like. I don't have feet anymore, so. He's gonna, there it is, the shape of New York with the corners rounded, but that's roughly it. And bingo, right about through Albany. Whoa! Nobody's more surprised than Woody. Man, I would have quit right there, but no. It's the Cowboy Wind Band. Whoa! He turns and faces the adoring public. There it is, the adoring public. Here's the hand-over-hand cross. And finally, the mighty corkscrew.
Line, two jaws for their pips, smartest horse in the movie. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have much time. We want to keep the show on schedule. We do want to remind you we have a kids show about 4 o'clock, and then we'll be back again this evening for more of the best. In Western music, we also want to remind you about Two Slim's Mercantile. Yes, an incredible table, Slim. We have about a minute. You can talk about the incredible panoply of values called Two Slim's Mercantile.
Be glad to Ranger Nuggets, where the folks can get their riders, t-shirts, and sweatshirts, the humane alternatives to branding. Yes. Bandanas, badges, bolo ties, combs, and cacties. I know you're asking yourself, where can I get a cacti like Two Slim? Next time you go to a formal occasion, wear a tuxedo in one of these and walk in and say, black tie? I thought it said... It is a guaranteed winner. It works for me. CDs, videos, it's branded me a party kind of guy.
And we have the handy order for them, in case you don't want to be seen leaving the festival carrying Riders merchandise.
Actually, we got the new book, too, don't we, Tucson?
And a new book.
And the book.
Badges. Cowboy cones.
We'll be there to autograph, too, won't we, Ranger Duck?
Sure will, Too Slim. We know that many of the superstar entertainers who appear here at the Winter Hawk Festival simply jump in the limo and head on back to the Hyatt Regency between shows. However many hundreds of miles that may be. But we will be over here at Too Slim's Mercantile at the conclusion of this show to autograph your albums, tapes, t-shirts, hatpins, keychains, books, or any other part or appendage you care to thrust before us. Because it's the Cowboy.
You know, friends, Christmas is just right around the corner. And you know, you've heard it said many times, money is the root of all evil. And you have a wonderful opportunity to save yourself right over there today at Too Slim's Mercantile.
Yes, you do. Thank you for that stirring and inspirational announcement, Woody Paul.
You're welcome, Ranger.
Let's ride on out of here where a blue sky waits away out
yonder.
One,
two, three.
There's a blue sky away out yonder. That's a roof over my head. There's a blue sky away out yonder. That's a cover for my bed. And wherever it's calling me home. I'm tired of roaming around, mighty tired, mighty blue.
Somehow I never have found any place like the home that I knew.
There's a blue sky way out yonder. That's a roof over my head. There's a blue sky way out yonder. That's a cover for my bed. Wherever I wander, wherever I may roam, there's a blue sky way out yonder, and it's calling me home. There's a blue sky way out yonder.
America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky.
Soft as satin, and they taste like gingerbread. Oh, 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 me, oh, my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Me, oh, my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Now, when Miss Molly smiles, the world is in her spell. Now, when she laughs, her voice is like a little silver bell.
Oh, 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 me, oh, my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Me, oh, my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
What do you got?
Here comes the king of the cowboys, isn't he? Well, I trade my horse and saddle, not driving my design.
Thanks, Mom.
If only you, Miss Molly, would say that you'll be mine.
Oh, for me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Me, oh my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Play that bass, Slim. Say bass.
Dice said bass.
Two Slim solos on the world's second oldest instrument.
Harder, Slim.
fists.
Listen, dear, the smile of you, but I've told you this before. Well, these people are starved for entertainment.
Our kind of crowd.
Oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too? Oh, oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Thank you.
Riders in the Sky. That's the cowboy way. They will be at the children's tent at 4 o'clock if you want to see them again, and they'll be back here on the main stage at 7:55 tonight. So be sure and take advantage of those shows.